Isaiah, chapter 65. I am inquired of by those who didn't ask for me, I am found of those who didn't seek me, I said, look at me, to a nation that did not call on my name. I have spread out my hands all the day to a rebellious people, who walk in a way that is not good, after their own thoughts. A people who provoke me to my face continually, sacrificing in gardens, and burning incense on bricks. Who sit among the graves, and lodge in the secret places, who eat swine's flesh, and broth of contaminated things is in their vessels. Who say, stand by yourself, don't come near to me, for I am holier than you. These are a smoke in my nose, a fire that burns all the day. Look, it is written before me, I will not keep silent, but will recompense, yes, I will recompense into their bosom. Your own iniquities, and the iniquities of your fathers together, says Yahweh, who have burned incense on the mountains, and blasphemed me on the hills, therefore I will first measure their work into their bosom. Thus says Yahweh, as the new wine is found in the cluster, and one says, don't destroy it, for a blessing is in it, so I will do for my slaves sake, that I may not destroy them all. And I will bring forth a seed out of Jacob, and out of Judah an inheritor of my mountains, and my chosen will inherit it, and my slaves will stay there. And Sharon will be a fold of flocks, and the valley of Acre a place for herds to lie down in, for my people who have sought me. But you who forsake Yahweh, who forget my holy mountain, who prepare a table for fortune, and who fill up mingled wine to destiny. I will destine you to the sword, and you will all bow down to the slaughter, because when I called, you did not answer, when I spoke, you did not hear, but you did that which was evil in my eyes, and chose that in which I did not delight. Therefore thus says the Sovereign Yahweh, look, my slaves will eat, but you will be hungry, look, my slaves will drink, but you will be thirsty, look, my slaves will rejoice, but you will be put to shame. Look, my slaves will sing for joy of heart, but you will cry for sorrow of heart, and will wail for vexation of spirit. And you will leave your name for a curse to my chosen, and the Sovereign Yahweh will slay you, and he will call his slaves by another name. So that he who blesses himself in the earth will bless himself in the God of truth, and he who swears in the earth will swear by the God of truth, because the former troubles are forgotten, and because they are hid from my eyes. For, look, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former things will not be remembered, nor come into mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in that which I create, for, look, I create Jerusalem a rejoicing, and her people a joy. And I will rejoice in Jerusalem, and joy in my people, and there will be heard in her no more the voice of weeping and the voice of crying. There will be no more from there an infant of days, nor an old man who has not filled his days, for the child will die 100 years old, and the sinner being 100 years old will be accursed. And they will build houses, and inhabit them, and they will plant vineyards, and eat the fruit of them. They will not build, and another inhabit, they will not plant, and another eat, for as the days of a tree will be the days of my people, and my chosen will long enjoy the work of their hands. They will not labor in vain, nor bring forth for calamity, for they are the seed of the blessed of Yahweh, and their offspring with them. And it will come to pass that, before they call, I will answer, and while they are yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb will be shepherded together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox, and dust will be the serpent's food. They will not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, says Yahweh.